He'll drop pass for Marner. Marner sends it in front of the net. They score! They score! Matthew Nyes! But 16 is the magician!
Well, welcome back to the Leafs cast. We have a Tim Allison hosted episode. Gonna be a short one because
unhinged. It's gonna be unhinged, is what it is.
Heartbreaking, disgusting, infuriating, mildly exciting.
Here's the thing: it's a different kind of loss than Game One was. Right? Game One, we just like we're outplayed in every facet. There's a million things you could point to. It's just an abomination of effort by the Maple Leafs. The Leafs showed up in this game. They played great for a lot of it, and they defensively were fantastic, probably our best game of the three defensively, and just came up short. But it's frustrating for all other reasons. I mean, I'm sure we're going to talk about the refereeing, or at least the lack thereof refereeing in this game at some point, but I don't want to get there right now. But at the end of the day, yeah, Brad Marchand comes through and delivers a win for his team, and our stars weren't quite able to get it done. Marner, probably the best one of our stars, and the best he could do muster up was a single assist. And we lose.
I mean, I don't know. Where do you want to start with? Between the power play or Sammy's weak goal? Or
hey, you're the host, man. You take us where you want.
All right. Steven, what emotions guide us through that game in the Douglas household?
All right, there. I made it. I want to see how long I could go without having something to say in this pod. Emotions, utter frustration. I know you say we need to the reffing later. When I think of the two reasons why the Maple Leafs lost this game, it's just the absolutely pathetic special teams that the Leafs are trotting out for this series and the absolutely pathetic refereeing. But I can't even be that frustrated about the pathetic refereeing because the Maple Leafs can't capitalize on any of these opportunities they're given. What do we have tonight? Four power plays or five?
Well, I guess four. The one that, like, we had 10 seconds at the end of the period.
And then just atrocious. So when we're out here and whatever, I'm getting into the reffing because you've got pretty much the entire roster, but specifically Charboy, just tackling our guys. Like in hockey, it's called hitting, right? Not tackling.
But here's the thing, Steven. It's all a wash. Like the refereeing was completely pathetic. There were a million missed calls and a million things that were called that shouldn't have been called compared to the things that were missed. But it was on both sides. Like there were lots of calls I'm looking at where we get the power play and we're just like, you called that and you missed some other things. And there were lots of things that got called. They're like, what are you doing calling that when you let this other thing slide? Like the number one is Lindholm takedown of Matthews. And then the same shift is Marchand taking down Bertuzzi. Like it's so hard not to get frustrated at the refs and say we lost because they're not making those calls. But we got five power plays this game and did not score on any of them.
That's crazy.
Well, okay, I'll continue on my rant. I'm just saying how frustrating it is that, you know, I want to say we lose the game because the reffing's poor, and that's not the case. It's because the Maple Leafs' power play cannot convert, and I'm worried they're getting into their own head, and this is going to become an issue for the whole series. And then Boston's power play is killing us while our penalty kill can't stop them, and you know, the refs are going to call things like Boston's going to end up with 2-3 power plays a game. Such a frustrating game. That was the emotion tonight. Just such frustration.
I mean, you say like get into our head. It is fully in our head at this point. Like they are so bad at like, oh my goodness. We've been talking for years in this stupid drop pack pass. It takes like 40 seconds for us to even make it up the ice. Meanwhile, Boston has like 8 zone entries in that time. It's like ridiculous. That's why we get like what, 2 shots and maybe they're good ones. Like what, we had 1 close chance. Swayman was great as Swayman does, but like just like ridiculous.
Well, it's really been the story of the series so far, and it was just escalated to be like, I'd say the main reason we lost this game was because of special teams. It was such a tight game, 5-on-5 the whole way through. Defensively, both teams were not giving much, and that's where most of the offense came from the special teams. And our defense on the Boston power play is just atrocious from all 4 guys that are on the ice. We're letting so many passes through Like, you're right, Tim. We just let them gain the zone so easily, and they just make it look easy. It's like they're playing on a video game mode out there. And then you go to the other side where we have Matthews, Marner, Bertuzzi, Tavares, Riley. Like, on any other team, on paper, that should be an elite power play. It's not like we just have average guys out there. That thing should be clicking at a 30% rate as a base. And, like, I don't even know what the number is for the series, but it must be, like, 1 for 14 or something. It's just, you're never ever going to win in the playoffs with a power play like that. You're just not. I bet there's never been a team that's won a playoff round with a power play percentage that atrocious. So it's unacceptable.
It's like if the Leafs have a power play as good as the San Jose Sharks power play this year, we win that game.
But it's the, you talk about, like, has this team ever won? He's like, I feel like this is familiar territory for us in playoff series.
And that's what makes it so frustrating. Like, we saw this coming.
And I feel like a lot of the guys in the Leafs are doing a good job baiting some of these Boston guys. Like trying to get the calls, right? It's not like the Leafs are getting calls. We had 5 power plays tonight. This needs to be fixed. This is on Sheldon Keefe. And the same with the penalty kill. This is on Sheldon Keefe to put different units out there and try some different stuff. This cannot continue. It's why we're in the position in the series.
They talk about it on the broadcast. They talk about it, how Boston has, like, they had it loaded up one unit and it wasn't working, so they split it up, and now they have the Marchand unit and the Pasternak unit, and they kind of go, they each get a minute, and whichever one's hot, they get the first one, and all of a sudden it's working for them. And then you have the Leafs, who, in theory, it should work. This is such an elite unit we have out there. Like, they should be able to generate tons of scoring chances and get lots of goals, but it's not working. And it hasn't worked for the last, like, 4 months.
Yeah.
We've had the worst power play in the league for 4 months in a row now. Let's change something. It's so weird because Sheldon Keefe is so willing to just throw it all in the blender, like, even mid-game, just be like, all right, this isn't working. Let's get Marner on this line and Nylander's over there. Like, all the time he's doing that. But for some reason, this power play, which sucks, it just is, like, written in stone.
And it's like, for some extent, losing William Nylander is a blow. He's a shooting threat in the power play. It's not there. And obviously we lost the game, like, with one of our most important forwards once again through 3 games. Still infuriating that he got injured in the last game and is even playing. But, like, no.
Hold on. We don't know we got injured in the last game. That's speculation on your
part. That's true. Steven has a point. He could be scratched 3 games in a row.
No, you don't know what the injury is. Anyway, we don't need to get into what it
okay.
is.
Don't be taking your frustrations out on me. This is not don't let him pull us apart, guys.
We don't know why he's out still. However, I think that this game, you felt his absence more than the other 2 games. Like, it felt like the Leafs were really struggling to get offense going at 5-on-5, just like Boston was. Like, it was just a tight game. And Willie's the kind of guy that could just make something happen on his own. Or, like, if he was on the second line, then you know, that would just have more potency. Or if he's down on the third line, then all of a sudden he could feast on those lower end. Like, it's just such an important player. We're paying him $11.5 million next year for a reason, because he could just break a game open. And they had Marchand, who broke the game open for them, and we were short a game breaker on our side.
They just felt that, like, we had to fight tooth and nail every single inch, like, to move it up the ice, get all these shots, barely make it in off a deflection. And then Boston just cruises the other end, gets a goal, scores at will, it felt like. Like, yes, the game was tight, but it was, like, it was ridiculous. Like, how hard we have to work to tie up the game, and then they throw it away a minute later.
Yeah. I mean, but you look at, like, they do it. They get the goal back, and they tie up the game in 5-on-5. They didn't even have a power play. Like, they found a way. Riley continues to show up in the playoffs, and right, like, the very next shift, Swayman gives it away, and they almost score a goal, like, right there. And you just think, like, if that goes in, then it's a totally different game. But instead, they come down the other end. Domi loses track of where Marchand is, and Marchand, you know, makes an amazing, amazing shot. But It's just like that's part of the trade-off. Like we knew this at the beginning of the season when we signed all these guys. We're going to be worse defensively in the exchange that we score more goals. And like you said, Steven, like the goals aren't coming. We scored one goal, three goals in one, and then two goals in this game. And that's just not enough. You need to score three to give yourself a chance to win here, and they're not doing it. Like, I'm worried about Swayman. Like, I apologize to our listeners. We're just having some audio tech issues with Steven's feed. So your favorite brotherly duo, Tim and I, are just going to close this one out here. So, Tim, looking forward to game four now, because unfortunately for our souls, this series is not over. We're going to need to watch more Boston Bruins hockey. What needs to change for the next game? What needs to change in this series for us to get back in the W column?
I mean, I feel like is it too low-hanging fruit to say we have to score on the power play?
That's exactly it.
That's exactly it. Like, that's a key part of the series. It is every single playoffs, it seems. Like, live and you die by your special teams, it's always going to be a factor.
Yeah.
And Boston's goaltending and defense are too elite to make it not a factor. Like, you're not just scoring goals at will. Like, I said it before, like, we have to fight tooth and nail for every goal it gets. That means like a power play should be a gift.
Yeah,
this should be like your one opportunity to be able to score a goal, and they just can't do it. It's like they are incapable, it seems.
You just look at what it does for Boston. If they know that our power play is poop and we're not going to score anything, then they're just going to go out and they're going to be throwing all the hits and all the trips, and they're just going to be taking liberties, because who cares if they take a penalty and we come back the other way? So it's low-hanging fruit, Tim, but you're absolutely right. Like, that just needs to happen. It's not even like our power play needs to be 40% like Boston's power play been. Like, it just needs to be, like, one time a game. Like, at least one. That's going to be a huge difference maker. So,
and it's just such a momentum killer right now. Like, at the very least, it has to be passable. Like, right now you do a power play, yes, in your own end for 2 minutes, you let in a two-on-one, or I don't know. And it just seems like you just can't let it be dead. Because, like, the problem with the Leafs loading up the one unit is you have your bottom six coming out after a power play right when Boston's big players are coming on. Just, like, it's just horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible during the power play and horrible after the power play. Like, that has to fix.
Yeah, I mean, I think if I had to pick something, I'd honestly probably pick the same thing. If anything, you could flip the coin and say that our penalty kill has to be better, but for some reason, I still have more faith that our power play will figure it out than our penalty kill. The horses just aren't there. I wonder if Timothy Liljegren comes out and TJ Brody slots in there, and that would probably help the penalty kill a little bit. Probably would not help our offensive output, though, which is also struggling. So you're kind of trading one problem for another. I don't know. It's tough. Like, I think at this point, I'm going to say it's a big if, because I don't know, maybe he's retired and living in Florida now. But if William Nylander comes back, that's going to make a big difference. I feel like we were a difference maker short in this game. Somebody could just break a game open, and we couldn't get it. I don't know.
Yeah, well, and the problem, though, is, like I say, like, Leafs in game three, miles better than we were in game one. Like, we were right in game three, which is maybe why it's like it stings even worse.
Well, we could have won this game. Like, we hit a few posts, and like, we were all over them. The pressure was real. Even at the end of the game when we're trying to tie it, sometimes you just watch the Leafs like fall and die under that pressure. But they were hemming them in and getting good opportunities. Like, the game could have gone the other way, and instead we're left with this loss. Highly frustrating with the refs, beyond frustrating with the power play. Like, it's,
well, and that's why I look at, like, after game one, Keith made no lineup changes, and then I guess we won game two, like, but this is just game three. The margin for error is that much shorter. We can't quite say, like, all right, guys, prove it again, because this is a must-win game on Saturday. If you go down 3-1 in a coin flip series when the other team is elite goaltending, you are not getting three games worth of bounces. Like,
well, and part of the one, like, to an equal extent, where this series we haven't seen Nylander yet, and so that's almost an X factor. If he's all of a sudden in for game four, then it's like a massive boost to the Toronto Maple Leafs that they could now come ahead and win. But you could flip that the other way around. You could say that the Boston Bruins' best player, by far their best player, David Pastrnak, hasn't been the force that we were expecting, or that I think everyone was expecting him to be in this series. And part of that, you can pat Tavares and Marner and Nyes on their back and say, you guys are doing a good job shutting them down. But one of these games, he's going to break through. He's going to get his cookies in one of these games coming up here. So you could, I'm almost saying that the Boston just has a gimme. They're going to win one game because Pasta's going to score three goals. Like, and now we're three games in. We've lost two of them without Pasta doing that. So it's worrisome. Worrisome to say the least.
Worrisome to say the least. Not sure if I'll keep the piece about me calling out Samsonov needing to be better or not in this podcast. But I think he does. He has to be better. Like, to this game, I'd say he's not the reason we lost. Like, the soft goal he let in was a dagger. That was horrible.
Yeah.
But it's like, was that a bigger factor in the power play going 0-5? Probably not. But like,
well, here's the thing with Samsonov. It's like three straight games, he's not the better of the two goalies. He doesn't need to be the better of the two goalies, but you need to at least, like, keep up marginally. Like, that first goal he let in was just brutal. Even his rebound control throughout the game wasn't good. And I agree with you. He is not the reason the Leafs lost. But, again, he's not contributing to the Leafs winning. And I'm not saying we should go to wall, because I fully expect it'll be Samsonov in Game 4, and it should be Samsonov in Game 4. But this is where, like, you can go back to the offseason or even midseason when Samsonov was on waivers and Tree Living said, you know what, we're not going to trade for a goaltender. We're going to say our duo of Wall and Samsonov are going to be good enough. Our team defense is going to bail them out. Well, three games in, I wouldn't say that that's the truth. No. It was in game two, but one out of three games just isn't good enough.
Yeah, I mean, like, he didn't even have that many. He did have a couple good saves, but it, mm-hmm. I don't know. It wasn't like,
well, every goalie at this point, if you're in the playoffs, your number one goalie is going to have a few good saves. Like, that's not the bar. The bar is you save every single shot that you should save, like he did not do for Bruins' first goal. That was a beyond savable shot. You need to have that. And then the bar is you also get one or two that you're not supposed to get. And then, like, there's the bar above that, which is what Swayman and Allmark have done, which is, like, also get five or six more that you're not supposed to get. And that's, it's a difference. Swayman worries me. We haven't found a way to beat him. Matthews can't score on him. Like, I don't know.
No. It's like, if I'm Boston, I'm rolling Swayman the rest of the
series. I hope they do Allmark in game four. And I'd welcome that with open arms and have it be, oh man, Boston's overthinking this and they're doing it, but.
How bad is it that the guy's going to win the Vezina and say, oh, I hope I face the Vezina winner next game.
Yeah. It's, Swayman making $3 million, Allmark making $5 million. That sounds okay to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good. But, I mean, the series is 2-1. It's lots of hockey still to be played, so it's not quite all doom and gloom.
Mm-hmm.
But very much, like, it's looking shaky. The power play, which we were worried about at the start, all our worst fears have come true.
Yep.
The goaltending, which we were unsure about, maybe not our worst fears have come true, but, like, certainly it hasn't proved us wrong.
Well, in our worst game against Florida last year was game three, right? This was game three, not our worst game. We actually showed up. We played really well. So, the series is still there. I think it's still a really close series. It wouldn't surprise me at all if the Leafs bounce back and win game four. Then all of a sudden it's tied 2-2. Still advantage Boston because we lost home ice here tonight. But it's a close series. It's a good series. It's two good hockey teams. I could see us, if we end up losing this series, it's very obvious things to point to as to why we lost. And honestly, if we win, I could see it be very obvious things to point to why we won. So it's kind of depends on what Samsonov we get, what stars we get, if Nylander comes out of retirement. Like, we'll see how it goes. But
I think it's a good spot. All I know is I'm done with every single regular season record, and, like, I'm hoping Keith scratches, like, the entire roster as soon as the playoff thing is clinched. I still can't even handle Nylander being out. It vexes me.
All right, well, we'll have to handle it for another few days. The next game is until Saturday, and we're probably not going to know until Saturday morning whether or not Nylander's in or not, so.
Oh, not until literally warm-ups. They've just like, oh, I don't know if he's going to be in. Meanwhile, a week later, he's still not ready. It's like, still so no we'll idea see. What's going on.
All right, I think we call it there, Tim. And we'll see what happens. We'll see. It sucks we have to stew about this one for a whole extra day, but Leafs-Boston game four on Saturday. There will definitely be a game five. We did not get swept, so that's good. So this game four is not the decision maker, but definitely a do-or-die game. So I'll have to see how that one goes.
Do-or-die. All right. See you guys Saturday night. Hopefully we'll have smiles on our faces.